I don't know whether you all have you read Wayfarers?
Yeah.
Partially.
Yeah. So at that time, during the war, Wayfarers was written much afterwards. It is mentioned there. Whatever we reported to Donkin, he had said that. It was not written at the time. What happened was that we were on tours at the time when there was war going on. You reminded me of that now. So what happened is that, well, we are touring a lot when we should not tour, we should not travel. Because holding the foot up on big stations and every small station, travel only when you must.
And blackouts, I suppose.
Oh, blackouts yeah. were there, no, windows were painted, and yeah. black paper was pasted and this and that. Many things were there. What do you call those air raid shelters were created?
Yeah.
War means war.
Yeah.
Whether it is India or the States or anywhere in the world, it's like that. But traveling was done the most at that time by Baba. When it was, we were supposed not to travel. But it was a must for Baba and for the musts. M-U-S-T and for M-A-S-T's also. So we were going from place to place. So we were in north of India somewhere. And Baba sent me and Baidul to go to Rishikesh. It's a place of pilgrimage there. And to scout there, find out any addresses or anything of that sort. So we had gone there, both of us, one morning. It was a close distance, not too far away. So we go there, and it was not surprising, but there was a crowd of people. So as usual, we have to be that, very inquisitive, so that we can gain information for Baba. So we asked naturally, and Baidul was the king of inquisitiveness, you see. He was the head in all our community here.
Very good at it, in other words.
Very good at
yeah.
it, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He will even draw out your whole family tree within 5 minutes, you see, with all your vocations and and this and that. So we are there and we are trying to find out who are these people, why are they standing over there, is there anybody inside? He said, yeah, you haven't heard about Falhari Baba? Falhari means the one who sustains himself only on fruits. Fal means fruit, Hari means eats. Falhari Baba. You haven't heard of Jal Samadhi Baba? The one who got himself, stayed under the water for many months? So no, we haven't heard. Who is he? So go and see, go inside, go. So we both went inside. He was seated leisurely and all, a very old person. As soon as we entered, he was talking and chatting with others. He had just come from northernmost regions in the Himalayas, where he used to stay, live. So his reputation was that he would sitting in meditation at a temple, on a turret of a temple. And there was a lot of gale winds and thunderstorm and all that, the whole thing toppled, and while he was meditating, the whole thing fell inside the river Ganges. And he was still there, for quite a long time there. Yeah. So that's why he is known as Jal Samadhi, means who remained underwater. Had a samadhi underwater. Jal means water, samadhi means transported into ecstasy. So all this was there. These were his credentials, you may call it. So we go, and there are many people in India like that. We took him to be one of the saintly persons. But look how he turned out to be. So we go there, and he looks at us. Ah, so you seem to be from Bombay side? So yes, Maharaj. Maharaj means great man. Maharaj, yeah, a reverential term. Yes, Maharaj, we are from Bombay side. How about the war situation there? Well, here it is so peaceful, but there we do feel that there is war in the world and all that. And then he doesn't look at us and he just goes on addressing, yeah, war is going on, and they say that war is being conducted by, he named the persons, you see. Hitler is there, and Roosevelt is there, and Eisenhower is there, some names that were there, Churchill, Hitler, and who are Mussolini, mm-hmm. yeah, all these names. We were surprised, how does he know all these names, you see? He is, what do you call, in the know of all these things. He must be reading newspapers or something like that. That's what made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, people know that they are conducting the war and all that. Little do they know who is conducting the war. Now he is looking at us. So, you know, he says to me, have you seen a person flying a kite? During the kite flying season, we have season here where people fly kites. This is sort of festive occasion. So I said, yeah. So what do you see? So we see so many kites in the sky. Do you ever see the person who flies the kite when you see the kites from a distance? No, it's like that. The one who is conducting the war is invisible. But we see the kites flying and say, here is Hitler, here is Roosevelt, here is Churchill, here is Mussolini, and they are involved in the war, and the war is because of them. But nobody knows in whose hand is the string of the war.
So what did he say?
So then I said, that means nobody will know that? I just asked him. No, there are some who know who is at the back of this war. And especially those who are living with him, who are around him. Naturally, when the kite is being flown by a person, there are people around him to help him out with reels and this and that and string up. So they know that he is the one who flies the kite. When will the world know? So at that time, I think, I forget now the number of years, 22 years from now, he had said something. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah. So he said, 22 years from now, the world will begin to come to know who had conducted this war. That's what he said. I think it is reported in the Wayfarers. Mm-hmm. Did you come across that?
It's in the Wayfarers, yeah.
No.
I'll have to look at that.
How many years do you remember? I forget.
No.
And he met Baba.
No.
No,
then we of course took him,
yeah,
and he met
yeah.
Baba.
Yeah. Did he?
He didn't recognize Baba, no.
So what
at least from outwardly he never showed any sign, because Baba takes great precautions to hide himself.
But
he has a special he has a special veil when he puts on with these people who also see through and through us. He has veil also for them too.
Right.
Yeah.
But it didn't always work with everybody.
In rare cases, they would find out. Yeah. And he would be so embarrassed. Like a coy woman or somebody like that, he would get out, want to get out, yeah. Just caught himself, so he wants us to take him out of this.
Sure.
And they wouldn't want to leave him. It would be a very embarrassing situation for Baba. And Baba would, sometimes you say, Baba, he is wanting to love you and all that. He says, no, my work is spoiled when I continue with them. Because I come here as the slave of my lovers. I am Lord of all, but I am also the slave of the love with which he loves. So I want to serve him, offer him my obeisance and all that. But when he recognizes me, there is a conflict there. Yeah.
Is that kind of...
That relationship gets disturbed.
Is that similar to how it is with us when he says, don't worship me, love me? Kind of, in other words, don't, wow, that's God, instead of just loving him, you know.
Yeah. I don't know why, because here, I still remember one person was seated here, on this very site here.
Yeah.
And when he had come here first, he would just look and adore Baba all the time. So Baba pointed at him and says, you want to adore me, you can adore me outside. I don't want somebody to just adore me over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I seem to remember reading somewhere where each mosque that Baba had in the ashram represented a certain country in World War II.
That was he had said that.
And that they would suffer when a country was going through some sort of tragedy.
Yeah.
You don't know anything. I don't know, first of all, these things. I was there, but I'm vague. Who paid attention to these things at the time?
You were busy, weren't you? I mean, you're all the time busy.
Yeah, we were busy, yes. We were busy cleaning the excreta.
You were.
Who cares for the world war and all that?
That Baba kept everybody busy most of the time, didn't he?
He had the knack to keep everybody busy. Even if there are six people, of course it's understandable. But if there are 600 also, he would keep them
keep
busy.
Them busy, yeah.
I don't know what sort of knack he had. Each one felt that he's so busy and so indispensable because he had that responsibility and this and that. All the time it would be like on toes, you see, all of them.
Yeah.
It's like that. Each one felt that he is for, Baba is for him.